Colossians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. I want you to know how hard I am contending for you and for those at Laodicea, and for all who have not met me personally. My goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I tell you this so that no one may deceive you by fine-sounding arguments. For though I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and delight to see how disciplined you are and how firm your faith is in Christ.
Thank you. So that was a little bit of Paul's letter, and we're going to have a think about that today, and I'm going to need your help with some of it. Oops. So, have a look at your reading, and we'll work out if we can see what Paul was saying. So in verse 2 in your little letter, if you find the little number 2, Paul says that he has a goal for the Colossians. He wants them to grow in love for one another so that they can help one another understand. But what is it that Paul wants them to know? Have a look in verse 2. What is it that Paul wants them to know? Oh, I can see a hand over here. Yeah. Brilliant. He wants them to know the mystery of God. And we sometimes think about mystery as something we can't know. We think, oh, it's a mystery. I don't understand it. I can't know it. But that's not what Paul means. What Paul means was in the Old Testament, the first bit of the Bible, there were lots of clues and signs that God was going to send his promised king and that he would come and put everything right. But it wasn't until the New Testament that suddenly, and we should have a picture up on the screen, hopefully. Oh, that's the king coming, and then the next picture. Oh, what's happening there? What's someone doing? Yeah? Yeah, to show who's behind. And behind the curtain was, who was God's promised king? Brilliant. Jesus. So he's not a mystery anymore, is he? The mystery is now revealed. And it's Jesus. So it's not a mystery. We know who it is. So the mystery is not a mystery. The mystery is Jesus. And Paul says he wants the Christians to get to know about Jesus. Because Christians grow as they get to know Jesus. Did you know that? That's how Christians grow. How do you grow as a human being? What kind of things do you need as a human being to grow, Jacob? Sleep, yes. Everyone had enough sleep last night? Yeah, what else do we need to grow as a human? Yeah? Food, yeah. What kind of food? Just McDonald's and chocolate? No, good food. So we need food and sleep. Anything else we need to grow as humans, Jacob? Water and shelter, yeah. So that's what we need to grow as humans. But as Christians to grow, we need to get to know Jesus. So why is knowing Jesus the key to growing as a Christian? Well, Paul tells us the next thing. Have a look in verse 3 in the letter that we looked at. Paul describes Jesus in a really interesting way here. What does he say about Jesus in verse 3? This is a bit strange. We don't often talk about Jesus in this way. Thomas and George? Yes. In Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's not how we often think about Jesus, but that's what it says, isn't it? It says, in Jesus are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And I think we've got a picture coming up. Ta-da! That's what we think of as treasure, don't we? We think treasure's jewels and gold, something you might find with your metal detector. But what God means about Jesus having all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge is this, that everything, absolutely everything that God wants us to know about the world, about God himself, about Jesus, about Jesus dying for us, about what God is like, how humans can be friends with God, whether Adam had a belly button or not, all those things, how to pray, how to live in this world to please God, how to understand God's ways. All of those things God has revealed in Jesus. So if there's anything we want to know, Jesus is the place to go. He's the one who has all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, that shouldn't surprise us, because a few weeks ago in Sunday Seekers, we learned who is the top trump of everything. Jacob? He is indeed, okay? You can come and have a look at this later. This is from earlier on in the letter, but God spoke about Jesus and said all sorts of things that said he is the number one, or he is the top trump, or he is the king, or he created all things. Look at all the all things there. He told the people he'd written to, Jesus is the top trump. So we shouldn't be surprised that all wisdom and knowledge is to be found in Jesus. And it's treasure, isn't it? What's the difference between treasure and rubbish? Daniel? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah. Would you go looking for rubbish? Would you go looking for treasure? Yeah. Okay, so when he says that in Jesus is all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge, he says it's something worth looking for. It's something worth getting your spade out for. Okay, and looking for and finding. Because in Jesus, he's the top trump. Paul's already told that in his letter. But in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus knows everything there is to know. He made the universe, so of course he knows all about it. He helped make people, so he knows all about us. He knows how life goes wrong for us humans. Okay? In Jesus are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now, if someone gave you a map, a treasure map with an X marked on it, what would you do? What would you do with a treasure map? Anyone? Yeah? Follow it. Anything else? Did someone say sell it? Yeah, Miles, well, you would though, wouldn't you? If you thought it was real and it led to treasure, then it'd be worth a lot, wouldn't it? It's something not to be ignored. Now, you've all been given a treasure map. I want you to put it away just now, but at the end of the service, and only at the end, after the flags have gone out, okay, find the X on the map. Find where that X is. Somewhere here. You do not need to cross the road. You don't need to go out the church grounds. Okay, there will be adults around there just to make sure no one escapes. But if you follow that map at the end of the service, find where the X is, there will be some treasure for you. Adults, if you want to join in, feel free. You're allowed to join in as well. Okay? But that's what we do with treasure, isn't it? We value it. We look for it. We go and find it. And Paul tells us that in Jesus there is treasure, not gold and silver, but wisdom and knowledge as to how to live in God's world, how to know God and how to live in his world. So the question then must be is, how do we find this treasure in Jesus? We don't get out our spade, okay? We don't go on a big adventure to find it. How are we going to find this treasure of wisdom and knowledge that's in Jesus? Oh, follow our hearts. A bit more than that. Well, tell you what, this next song is a bit of a clue. Okay, we're going to sing again. Actions for this one as well. Anyone who knows actions, come and help me. It's a song called God Speaks, We Listen. And that's a bit of a clue as to how we find this treasure. Okay, so that was a bit of a clue. How do we find all the treasure of wisdom and knowledge that is in Jesus? Well, it's to do with listening to God's words, okay? But also, if in Jesus are all the treasures of wisdom knowledge, there's a bit of a warning. Paul gives us a warning. What's this road sign of? What does this mean? Jacob? Warning. Warning. Or Amy, you've just passed your theory test. Hazard or danger? Yeah, it means there's a danger. And Paul says there's a danger we need to be aware of. And what is the danger? Have a look in verse 4. What is the danger Paul talks about? There is a danger. Is that a hand? Oh, there's a hand over there. Yeah. Arguments. Yeah, being deceived. Okay. Because God says all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Jesus. But he gives us a warning to say that sometimes people will try and tell us that's not true. Because it happens, doesn't it? Now, to find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Jesus, we need to keep reading God's words. But we might think, oh, that's boring. Okay? And people might say, yeah, you know, do other things. Go and investigate other things. But if all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Jesus, they can't be anywhere else, can they? That is where we need to go to find out everything about life. Now, some things it's good to grow out of, isn't it? How old are you when you use a cup like this one? Yeah? Two. Yeah? Okay. And then you might move on to this one. How old's for this one? Five. Yeah. And then you get to one like this. Who's got one like this? Me and Gareth. Okay. Old. Old when you use one like this. Okay. And, very sophisticated. Martin's got his San Pellegrino fizzy water down there. Okay. But it's good, isn't it? We grow up. And we should grow up in some things.
Also,
how old are you when you use this, Jacob? Yeah. This one? Jacob? Yeah. Do you still play with things like this, Jacob? Yeah, yeah. You'll pass. Okay. And it's right. In some things, we grow up, don't we?
We get too old for them.
This was my party dress when I was 5. Okay. I don't wear it anymore, partly because I can't get into it. But it's right to grow up, isn't it? We want to find all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. We find them in Jesus. So we keep reading the Bible. Now that might mean some of you are still using this Bible. Maybe Hannah. Is it? I don't know if Hannah's here today. Maybe Hannah uses one like this. Okay. And, in creche. Yeah, some of the guys in creche. Okay. We can move on from that. But Paul says all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Jesus. So we maybe want to move on to something like this one. Okay? And then even if we get a bit too old for that one, that's okay. We still stick with Jesus. And maybe we read something like this with Mum and Dad. Big truths for young hearts. And if that's, we get past that and think, actually, I don't even need Mum and Dad anymore to tell me. Well, then maybe we want to start reading the Bible for ourselves with something like this. But you see, we still keep reading the Bible. We're growing up, but we're still looking for all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge in Jesus. And we might even start reading some books that help us understand what it means to be a Christian. But we keep with Jesus, because in Jesus are found all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Yeah. So we stick with Jesus. We grow up, but we don't turn our back on Jesus, because in him is everything that we need to find. If you want to come and have a look at any of these books after, you can. If you want to ask how you can find treasure of wisdom and knowledge in Jesus, come and talk to me. Come and have a look at these. But Paul says, don't go anywhere else. Don't be deceived when people say, oh, the Bible's boring. You can get past that. He says, keep looking to Jesus, because in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Keep going. And can I just say, if you're not a Christian, that's absolutely fine. You're very welcome here. But can I say there's something for you to think about as well? Paul says that in Jesus, you will find the answers to life, the universe, and everything. You may think Jesus doesn't seem very impressive. You maybe have not thought about him much at all. But Paul says, in him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Jesus is the place to look if you're searching for the meaning of life. So, Jesus holds all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So if you want to grow, get to know and don't let go of Jesus.